Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kid, a.k.a. Cosmic Kid.
And this is Raiju in the building.
Hotel Barragani, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Mufasa.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back again, family, another week. You know, hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family. Hopefully we can build with the family. You dig what I'm saying? Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate it. But we here, y'all. We here. We just moving right along. You know, hope everybody had a good week. You dig what I'm saying? This is Collective Minds. Hit us up. It is not a spectator sport. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. And the number is... What is the number, y'all? Anybody help me out now. The number is 929-477-1697. I had a little brain freeze real quick, but I got it. I got it back. But, yeah, family, hit us up. We here. We in the building. You know, we got a lot to talk about this week. It's been a lot going on, you know what I'm saying, as we wind down, you know, these dog days of summer months. You know, there's been a lot going on. So hit us up. We going to talk about it. And if you got anything you want to discuss, please hit us up. But before we get into the show, Queen Raiju, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a wonderful week, very productive, very excited about some new projects, but no major announcements right now. Just actually, maybe I can give a couple of birthday shout-outs. One of them, in particular, my firstborn baby girl just celebrated a birthday, just turned 22 years old. So I'm going to just send a special shout-out to my baby girl, or my firstborn, for 22 years of being here.
That's right.
Right now.
And then I want to give another special birthday shout out to my niece. She just turned 21. Happy birthday. She did turn 21, right, Mufasa?
That's
niece.
Right. Yeah. Yes,
21, so a special shout out. Happy birthday to my niece and my daughter. Happy birthday again, guys.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Happy birthday, solar return to those.
Yeah, I know I'm missing a few more people, but it is what it is. Happy birthday, everybody.
Right, right, right. It is that season. What season are we in? Is it Cancer season? I'm about to go on to Leo season, I believe.
Oh, right. You know what? But I am really... Okay, I'm sorry. I must give another special shout-out to my aunt, my eldest aunt. Today is her birthday. So tell me happy birthday. She's in North Carolina, and this is our eldest aunt. I forgot. Today is her actual birthday. So another happy birthday. And I know I'm forgetting somebody else, but happy birthday, everybody.
Here it comes to you.
Oh, you know what? And it just came to me with the help of my daughter. But how could we forget this? Happy birthday to my sister. Her birthday. Shout out to Samora. Happy birthday to Samora. Yeah, so that's enough. But to those four special people right there, it's good enough. Happy birthday, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Adios.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, and our brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? Do you have any announcements for us?
Yes, sir. I had a good, productive week as well. And, you know, I second Rigel on all the birthdays. You know, congratulations to everybody for turning over another milestone. As far as the announcement is, I'm kind of torn. I almost don't want to make this announcement, but I'm going to because I didn't want to bring no attention to this. But I'm going to go ahead and do it. It's a documentary. Well, it's not even a documentary. It's a movie coming out. It's supposed to come out in August, and it's called Nine Wives. It's a movie that was put together about the life of Elijah Muhammad.
Wow.
Now, it's called Nine Wives. Now, it's, like I said, it's a movie.
Interesting. Right.
Yeah. And I've watched the director talk about the movie. First off, he is an Elijah Muhammad hater. He may say he ain't, but he is. The people he interviewed for this movie are bashers of the Nation of Islam. And I don't support this movie, not one bit. People keep wanting to bring up these wives that Elijah Muhammad had, that he produced these children with these underage women. They've been talking. This ain't the first person who brought this up. Some other people that brought this up. And they want to talk about how Elijah Muhammad did these women wrong and so bad. But one thing has never happened. I have never seen these women produced. No one has brought forth these women or their children to have them say anything bad about the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. They keep just saying, hey, you know, he had these wives that were underage, and he got them pregnant. They keep saying these claims, but these women and these children have not come forth. The women who have come forth, because Elijah Muhammad did have some children with other women outside of his first wife, but he took care of those women as his wives. And not to go too far off track, but if you study the reason he had those children, he had a legitimate reason for why he had those children. Now, like I said, he took care of those women as his wives. But these women that they keep talking about who he had sex with who were underage and that he mistreated, I've yet to see anybody bring these women forth or their children. So I wish they would just stop with the lies, stop with the slander, especially when you're black. It's really sick and sad that black people want to bash one of the greatest, one of our greatest leaders in history. Okay. Let's just say, for instance, I'll make it plain here. If he did have a wife with a child with an underage woman, which I believe he did not, you put that on one side of the scale. And on the other scale, you put all the things, the great things he has done for our people. A lot of conscious-minded soldiers have come forth from the Nation of Islam that was brought up by Elijah Muhammad. You put all that on the other side of the scale. The pros definitely outweigh this one myth possible kind that you have. So I don't understand why Negroes keep focusing on this one particular kind that they come up with. Like I said, I believe it's a bunch of lies. So this director who's coming out with this movie has bashed the Nation and Elijah out of his mouth. I've heard him. They make jokes and make a mockery of the Nation and Elijah Muhammad. And when his movie come out called Nine Wives, I'm asking that people do not buy it. He's selling it cheap. I think it's only like $5 online or something like that. Take in the foolishness. Because it's all of these is a bunch of he say, she say, and foolishness. So I'm asking that you do not partake in watching this movie. And if you want to know the truth, you know, do your own studies. Ask questions. You know, talk to people in the Nation of Islam. Hey, you can even ask his son. His son, Ismail Muhammad, is still alive and is a great spokesman for the Nation of Islam. So you got people here that you can talk to and ask these questions about that's in the Nation. Stop going outside of the Nation getting these false narratives from these people. So that's all I wanted to say.
All right, yes, indeed, yeah. That is going to be interesting. Now, I do got a lot of questions about the movie. Like, do you know, who put it together? Is it going to be released in theaters, or is this just online? Or any? And you said it's a movie, not a documentary, correct?
Yeah. He put together a movie. The guy actually has a YouTube channel. Like I said, I almost hate to bring a light or attention to him. But I will, because I think if people look at his YouTube channel, you'll see that he's, you know, he's foolish. But he has a YouTube channel called Barbershop Conversations, and I can't think of his name right now.
Got it.
You know, maybe I'll bring it up later on today. But he has a YouTube channel called Barbershop Conversations. He said he's made movies in the past. He's well known in Hollywood. And he said that he even turned down a fat check from Hollywood for this movie because he wanted to make it, you know, independent and keep the sales low for the people. So that's what he said. But like I said, I just find it odd that out of all the stuff you could have made a movie about, you make a movie about this, which, like I say, is a bunch of lies. Why not? Don't make a movie. Make a documentary and bring forth these women or their children or their grandchildren. Where are these mysterious people at? That you keep coming up with these claims off of? You know, anybody can say something. Mm-hmm. I can say, hey, Brother Kev had got 5 wives and 10 children.
Right.
Until I bring them forth, I'm just talking. I'm just saying something. I ain't, where is the proof? You know, we had a young man, young Pharaoh, did a whole 2.5-hour documentary bashing the Nation, and one of his strongest talking points was about Elijah Muhammad being a pedophile and sleeping with these underage girls. But not once did he bring forth any evidence. He's just talking out the side of your neck. Like, bring forth the evidence. If you ain't bring forth no true evidence, please, just leave it alone. Talk about something different, something else. You know, it's stupid. It's stupid. You don't present a case. Like, anybody can say something, but where's your proof? Where's your evidence? Bring forth it.
All right. Yes, indeed. All right, yeah. Definitely be on the lookout for that. But, yeah, with the speculation, don't be on the lookout for that. What I'm saying is be aware of the propaganda or whatnot that's coming. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I definitely don't participate in that. If you're not bringing and showing proof, you know, it's just a lot of hearsay. So that's what it is. But yeah, family, we heard this.
Maybe
we're
going to show some proof in this movie, you think?
Unless he has the actual women.
Yeah, and from what I've seen, it's just a movie with actors.
Yeah,
and
from
what I've seen, it's just a movie with actors. That's not a, you know, it's no actual facts.
So
it's just a movie
with
actors.
He's just providing his narrative about the situation. Through a movie.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Based off of some people that he interviewed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they talking points. So I have to look at it as it's fiction. It's fictional, a fictional movie. So if you want to look at it just for that, just to, you know, hey, watch a fictional movie, go ahead, but just know you're looking at some lies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes. All right. Yeah, family, this is Collective Minds. We are here. You know, thanks, family, for joining us. We appreciate it. Yeah, so it's been a lot going on this week, y'all. Like, I don't know, you know, if everybody is aware, but we got this, what they call the Delta variant going around with new cases popping up and whatnot. And coincidentally, I don't even know if it's coincidentally, but Missouri is one of the states that has most of the cases. So with that being said, the new mask mandate is going to take into effect tomorrow. That'll be for, I think, the whole state of Missouri, St. Louis City, St. Louis County. Anytime you're indoors, you have to wear your mask. So Missouri, along with Arkansas, Louisiana, and Florida, are some of the top states, according to reports, that, you know, that have all these cases. So I wanted to get the family feedback, like, what do y'all think about this new Delta variant? And what do you think about the mask mandate coming back? And it's a three-part question. And how do you see, you know, this going to play out as we move into the fall and winter? You know, I want to get y'all take on it. Yeah, what do you think, Roger?
As far as the new strain, I mean, I can theorize a lot, you know, but one big thing that stands out or make me question, I'm wondering if this is not being pushed and promoted to continue to encourage people to get the vaccination. You know, it's like I can't help but wonder and ask the question, if they would have gotten what they wanted as far as the number of people, the percentage of the people that would have got vaccinated, would we be talking about this new strain? I guess medically they would probably say no. That's kind of how they try to push it. But, you know, that's what I always wonder about. You know, I guess there's something that I won't really know. But I think that's an interesting way to look at it. I think that's a good question to ask, you know, because they are pushing it so hard. And I'm wondering, why is this the only thing that it's like they pushing so hard? In my lifetime, I've never seen them this aggressive about pushing something when it comes to a virus or something like that. They're talking about going door to door. So with the way that they are responding and reacting to the new strand and just the COVID period, you can't help but have questions, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's like, what's the difference between this versus the other things that create more harm and more damage to the community, things like that. So it's interesting to just kind of watch how it's going to, you know, unfold. I'm just watching like everybody else. Again, I can theorize on what I can predict could happen in the future. But realistically, I'm just watching like everybody else, you know, trying to see what's going to happen, what are they up to, you know. But as far as the mask mandate, I don't have a big opinion about that because I wear my mask anyway, and I was going to make my own decision as far as when I wanted to stop wearing it. I wasn't going to rely on them to tell me. So,
right.
But I will say this though, I would lose my mask quicker than my gloves because I have more of a phobia touching stuff that other people have touched and may leave little sweaty hands on stuff. So I have more of a phobia with touching stuff than the mask. But they're probably gonna mandate a lot of other things because I think they really just trying to push people to get the shot. That's what I think. And I can leave it there, give someone else an opportunity to speak.
Yes, indeed, Brother Mufasa, same to you, man. What you think about this Delta variant, the mask mandate coming back and, you know, how you see this playing out as we move forward through the end of the year.
Well, as far as this Delta variant, I have to say, looking at this again, you know, I've been told that this not strain. I was going to say this disease, but this ain't going away. This virus is not going away. And that this Delta variant is, yes, it's mutating itself. It's something that, whether you believe in a high power or God, that was brought upon us by this high power or God. And it's not going away. It's not going to go away. So after the Delta will probably be the Alpha and then the Omega, and it's not going to go away. Now, the extremes of these different variants, that's something to be questioned. I don't believe it is as severe as the government tried to make it out to be. I do believe it is something. It's something that they don't know what they're dealing with. But I don't think it's as severe as they make it out to be. And if it is, it's severe in certain places or areas. And that could be for a reason. Different areas or places that it's targeting, it could be hitting those areas for a reason. When it comes to the mask, I'm down with masks, for the mask mandate, because I wear a mask and gloves before I let you inject me with some man-made crap that I don't even know what's in it. So
right.
The mask mandates don't bother me. And like Roger said, when they lift everything, I'm still going to have my mask on, especially when I'm out in the public. You know,
right.
Now I'm home by myself and all that, then yeah. You know, of course I probably won't have it on, but if I have to go out into the public and I'm around a bunch of people, you know, just in areas where people frequent, I'm keeping something on my face. This is probably this is life changing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm gonna continue to protect myself. And what was the third one? Was wearing his gloves?
Just how you see it playing out. You kind of answered that in the beginning, but how you see it playing out, as we move forward, like in the fall and winter.
Okay. I see it playing out that the government is going to continue to hype this up and make it seem worse than it is, because they're using this as a way to vaccinate us for whatever reason. Whatever this vaccine is doing, they really pushing it on us. So this is an opportunity for them to try to get as many people to take that vaccine as possible. Even though they know that the vaccine cannot guarantee that you won't get sick, it can't guarantee that you won't die. But they forcing that up on you. People who haven't had COVID are getting this vaccine and contracting COVID after. People who are getting this vaccine are still dying. There ain't no guarantee behind this stuff that they injecting you with. Like I say, you don't know what they putting in your body. You know, for myself, I cannot tell other people what to do, but for myself, I plan on just continuing to try to stay clean, work harder on eating correctly, because my diet had got way off. Eating correctly and protecting myself. As far as the vaccine goes, no, I'm not taking it. And all you got to do is look at, like you said, Brother Ken, it's strange that all of a sudden now you care about, especially Black people, all the problems that Black people have had throughout the years that we go through, that just get, you know, talked about and pushed forward. But this year, you care about us so much, you're going to come door to door to hit us with a vaccine. We gotta take this. Come on. I don't nobody trust you. We've seen the y'all tricks in the past. We see how you test on all people. So no, we don't want it. I don't want it. So
right.
But that's where I see it going. I see this going where they're just gonna continue to make it seem worse than it is and push these vaccines on us, because their goal is to get everybody vaccinated for whatever reason that is.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes indeed, brother. I mean, just to add to that, yeah, I think it's all about the fear campaign. And I think they didn't pump so much fear into people that, you know, a lot of people are just taking it just out of fear. And you can see that the fear campaign is really stepping up, you know, because they got these different cases where, oh, this person didn't take the vaccine and they got COVID, or, you know, I've seen one case, somebody had sent me where a brother was, I guess he was anti-vax or whatnot, and he ended up getting COVID and dying. And so a lot of the mainstream media pushed that story out there to make it seem like, oh, if you against the vaccine or if you don't take the vaccine, you're going to die. And we just seen this a lot last year, and now they're starting to ramp it up. You know, they're starting to ramp it back up. They don't show you the cases. And a lot of people mistake the cases for actual deaths. And they're going to give you them numbers each week, you know what I'm saying, as they go up and whatnot. And they're going to give you some cases of people who may contract it, who didn't take the vaccine or whatnot. But they're never going to show you or really pump in the mainstream the people who took the vaccine, still got COVID and died. Right. So it's a lot of propaganda. I'm not saying the stories are fake or whatnot, but I'm saying there's a lot of propaganda and a lot of fear-mongering that is coming along, you know, with this new Delta variant. So, like I say, I'm going to sit back and observe myself and kind of see what's going on. I'm with y'all. I think we all three in agreement as far as the mask mandate. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I could wear the mask, rather do that than inject a foreign substance in my body. You know what I'm saying? Just let me wear my mask. You know, if you got the shot and you vaccinated, you should be good. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about me if I don't get the shot, because I'm going to wear my mask and I'm going to protect myself. But also what I see is they are deliberately trying to create a rift between the people who have been vaccinated and the people who are unvaccinated. It's almost like a civil war they're trying to create. You know, with Biden, he made the statement that the unvaccinated are the new threat, or the new whatever he was saying, some type of statement he made about the people who are unvaccinated are the real problem. So
yeah,
they're trying to push that.
Brother
Kay, new pandemic,
pandemic.
Right, the unvaccinated are the new pandemic. But as we know, Sleepy Joe has been on a rampage. He's been giving out misinformation. He had a town hall meeting last week where he blatantly lied, right? He blatantly lied and said, if you get the vaccine, it's going to prevent you from getting COVID, which is a blatant lie. He did some other ramblings as well in that town hall meeting. But, yeah, they want to crack down on people, if you're on YouTube or these different social medias, if you speak against the vaccine, they want to shut down your page. But yet the president can have a town hall meeting where he tells a blatant lie and the mainstream media don't even pick up on it. You know, it's just like the story was just like a blurb and they just kept it moving. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just sitting back. Like I said, I'm observing, I'm watching, seeing what's going on. I'm definitely going to wear my mask, and I'm definitely going to see how this thing plays out as we move forward. But as you know, when we switch seasons, as we go from summer to fall and fall to winter, those are the spikes in flu cases every year. You know what I'm saying? No matter what year, every year, those are the spikes in flu cases. So now that we have the COVID-19 and there is no more regular flu, right? You either got the COVID-19 and you got nothing. So now that we in that season, you are going to see cases go up because they're going to mark, if you have the flu, they're going to mark that down as COVID-19, whether you have it or not. And that's kind of what I see. I think they were doing that last year, pumping up the numbers, you know what I'm saying, with people coming in with the flu, because all of a sudden the flu numbers went down or whatnot, and everybody just had COVID, you know. So I see that same thing continuing, and like the brother Mufasa said, I don't think it's going to stop. I think, you know, the economy could get shut down again, depending on how things move. They could shut it down again, you know what I'm saying, for a month or two or whatever, until they try to get a hold on it and try to inoculate more people, you know what I mean, give the vaccine to more people. And, you know, the campaign has been working on a few people. They're saying in Missouri and a lot of rural places, they're having problems with people getting a vaccine. And also among black people, are very reluctant to get the vaccine. So, you know, they're going to have their hands full. They're going to, like I said, they're going to have to, like they was talking about, going door to door, which is crazy, you know, offering the vaccine. So we've seen this coming. If you've studied, you've been around Master Teacher, they've seen or they predicted these days would come. It was just we didn't know the reason behind it. But they're always going to have a reason to come to your door and try to violate your rights. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to sound good. They never just going to do it and make a confession. Oh, we're trying to give you this vaccine because of, you know, we want to turn you into a zombie or we want to decrease the population. They're never going to give you a confession. And the reason is always going to sound legitimate if you're not one who studies and you can look past the fear, right? If you can look past the fear and just take in the information they're telling you, to me, it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? And so, like I said, I just look at the Master Teachers. These times have been predicted, and I was always told to kind of sit back and observe before you just jump out the window. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the fear of catching COVID and dying, don't let that fear make you do something that you could regret down the line, you know, that could affect you for generations down the line. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting they put this stuff out. And, you know, we're going to see how this play out as Missouri is one of the quote-unquote hotbeds, you know, for this new variant. But, yeah, I digress. I don't know if y'all wanted to add some on to that. But
the only thing I wanted to, I didn't want to add on to that right in exact, but I did want to add on something as far as our relationship segment of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to challenge both of you guys and girls that next week we do a show, and that doesn't have to be the whole show to be about this, but I would like to challenge us to train up, to put out some things to train up our young men and women on things that they need to do and work on themselves to properly prepare them for a relationship, and meaning marriage, not just me dating, but to properly prepare themselves for marriage. And this is, and I'm not singling out women. I'm not singling out men. I'm saying young men and women. We need to throw out there, as elders, we need to throw out some things that can help teach our youth what it takes to become a good husband or wife. Y'all down?
Yeah, I'm with that. I think that'd be a good show. Yeah, I'm with that.
Roger, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity to teach us men, to teach the young men what they need to know when it comes to dealing and preparing themselves to finding a mate.
I have an opinion about
it. Take care of a mate. say that again.
That's fine. I haven't.
But we all got a thing. We all, how we said, Brother Kev? We ain't all got a thing in life, but we all got to think.
I got a thing. Yeah, that's a factory. That's a factory. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, family, if you're just joining, this is Collective Minds Radio. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. We'll get to the call lines in a second. I do want to give Queen Raja and Brother Mufasa, if there's anything that y'all want to put out there on the table, you know what I'm saying, let it be known, let it be heard. You know, if there's something y'all want to put out there before we get to the call lines.
Yeah, I just did mine.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. Queen Raja, what's up?
We can hit the call line.
All right. Well, just real quick, before we do that, I do want to put this out there because we did a whole show on your boy, Aura Kelly. And now the brother has some more charges on him. This involves sex trafficking little boys, according to the feds. So now I want to ask y'all, now do y'all think they just piling this on, just dumping on the brother because he's down, or do you think there may be, some legitimate to this case? But apparently, let me just read this article from quote-unquote USA Today. Now, you know how we do on Collective Minds. We take mainstream news and any type of information, we take it with a grain of salt. We just putting out what they're reporting. And, you know, you can always go do your own research. But according to USA Today, federal prosecutors in R. Kelly's sex trafficking case say he had sexual contact with an underage boy in addition to girls. And the government wants jurors in his upcoming sex trafficking trial to hear those claims. Prosecutors aired a wide-ranging raft of additional allegations, but not new charges against the R&B star in the court filings on Friday. Jury selection is due to start August 9th in New York federal court for Kelly, who denies ever abusing anyone. Okay. But, yeah, those are the new charges. I don't know if y'all heard. They say he was trafficking a 17-year-old boy who was an aspiring musician he had met in 2006 at a McDonald's, December 2006, and he was later invited to R. Kelly's studio. And something, I guess, transpired. The young man ended up, he was 17 at the time. The young man ended up bringing a friend, and they're accusing him, you know, of these allegations or whatnot. So I just want to know, do y'all think there's some legitimacy to this, or are they just dumping on him and getting him wiped down and just trying to pile on more and more charges? What y'all think?
I think it's crazy all the way around.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a situation.
They let Bill Cosby got out, so now they like we gonna take it all out on R. Kelly. That damn Bill Cosby got out, so let's get Robert. We still got one. We get attacked. Let's hit him up. That's how I feel. Everybody know I'm a Robert Kelly supporter, so this ain't nothing new. I feel like Robert is getting viciously attacked unnecessarily. And you say this supposed to happen when again? What year?
This was December 2006, according to the feds. December 2006.
Here we are.
2021. 15 years ago.
2021.
Going on 15 years, yeah.
Man, I ain't gonna say nothing else.
Yeah, and speaking of homosexual acts now, I personally haven't seen this video, but I don't know if y'all heard about it, but your boy Lil Nas X is at it again. They're saying that he has a new video where he's in jail, where black men are in jail twerking, and they made specifically to have all black men in this video. They got black men in there twerking, doing other type of deviant stuff, and this is what they're pumping to the children. Again, this is Lil Nas X, rapper. And they say, you know, this video, I haven't seen it. I don't know. Have y'all seen the video? I'm not even sure what the song is. Not even sure what the name of the song is. But I refuse to watch it. Have you seen it?
Out of all videos, yeah, this is the one that I did see. I didn't see the other one, but I did.
Oh, wow.
And it's heartbreaking.
What?
I mean, it's so heartbreaking. The arrogance, and it's like he's just getting so much satisfaction out of just breaking the news and just shoving it in everybody's face. It was like he gets so much pleasure out of that to me, because in his face you can just look at him like he's just like, yeah, you're going to love this. They're going to love it. They're going to play it anyway. You know, it's just very arrogant to me. The scene is definitely in a jail. And like you say, not only are the men twerking, and it's all black men that's twerking, they're all butt naked.
Wow, see?
Nobody have anything on. They're all butt naked, like birthday suits, like no nothing, not one piece of material, one piece of thread. It's everything is out.
Wow, are you serious?
Now, this is
deliberate, because if you look at the history of the prison complex and black men, and then you're going to do a video like this, basically a spit in the face, and you talk about rape culture in jail, and you talk about homosexuality in jail, you're going to do this video, really? So I'm thinking, and I'm knowing that Lil Nas X is just a tool, right? There are some white executives behind this young kid pushing him to do this stuff. Now, he may be gay or whatever, but there's someone behind him that's pushing this agenda, and I suspect that they're white, because, like I always say, we at war, and this is a war tactic. This video is a war tactic to influence children, kids, popular culture, and to put that out there as a slap in the face, in my opinion, to black men and all that we've been through, you know, with the crime bill and the prison industrial complex, mass incarceration, all this stuff, only to get to this point, and this cat puts out a video, or they let him put out a video with black men in jail twerking. Like, come on, fam. If you can't see that this is a war tactic, then you may need glasses. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You might need glasses. So, again, I haven't seen the video. I don't plan on watching it. I caught a little bit of the last video where he was twerking on the devil and sliding out and all that type of craziness. But, I mean, enough is enough, you know. And if we don't stand up for something, we don't fall for anything. And the fact that he's a pop artist, quote-unquote, and the kids, you know, this is something that they may watch, or it may be on TikTok or whatever type of medium they watch their videos. That's sickening, and that's straight up warfare. You know what I'm saying? That's straight up warfare. But, dang, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
And it's cancel culture. People want to cancel, you know, a YouTuber. They want to cancel Kevin Samuels. But this guy needs to be canceled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that video, and I don't want to see it either. But
no, you don't.
It's always some fool, some Negro that just got to do something to make black men look bad. You know?
Man.
We dropping the ball.
It's a very exaggerated video. I don't see how anybody would want to see it. It's very exaggerated. Like I said, you can tell he gets so much pleasure out of this. It's like he's breaking the rules and getting away with it, and he's like indulging in the energy of it, you know. So I don't. That's not a good energy.
That's terrible. And look. And this is the kicker part. Now, this is what I heard, and Queen Rogers can verify this. he's in a video with a white rapper, Jack Harlow.
Yeah,
Jack Harlow is in the cell with a female correctional officer. So the white man is shown in the video is straight and whatnot with the female companion, but the black men are sitting there twerking, being homosexual. You see how that go?
Yeah.
So yeah, is that accurate, Roger?
Yeah, it is. That's actually, to be quite honest, the only reason was sparked my interest into just not so much seeing the video, but hearing the song. Because Jack Marlow was in it, I wanted to see what type of collaboration were they about to do, knowing the history of Lil Nas X. I was very surprised that they even combined, but then again, I'm like, well, considering the industry, I guess I'm not that surprised. But so I was definitely taken off guard when I saw the video. I was really there to hear the material, but the video was very like, wow, I cannot believe this. And also I was definitely anticipating Jack Marlow's verse because I wanted to see how he was going to be portrayed and what he was going to do. And you're right, it was definitely different. He was shown differently. His lyrics were different. And all that. His part was very exaggerated. I didn't like it. I don't think it's cool, or it's not anything good for the community. It definitely should be banned. I will sign that petition.
Right. You hear me? Exactly.
So where did they find these? Where did they find? I mean, him, the black quote unquote man who was doing it, who was dancing like. Where did they find y'all at? Have you got no sense?
Man, they can pay them mothers. Bro, you'd be surprised.
They
throw them a couple of dollars. Yeah, they everywhere.
That's the resume that they danced with Lil Nas X. Trust me, they can get anybody. Them boys probably did that for free. They probably did it for free.
That is crazy. Crazy. Yeah. But again, this is, we at war, and then war just ain't physical guns and tanks. It's propaganda, it's visuals, it's videos, it's media. All that is war, and they are waging war, from what I understand of this video. And the fact that your boy P. Diddy actually co-signed Lil Nas X, I'm looking at Diddy a little suspicious.
You should have been looking at him way before now.
Well, true. But now it's like that is almost confirmation.
You probably could have been looking at P. Diddy with the same level of suspicion 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's been a rumor. But, Diddy. I used to be in denial. You don't want to believe it, and like I always say, I take a man's benefit of the doubt. I take a man's word. If he's not that way, then I gotta go with it.
Just stop. This man just was on Instagram with a wig on, just for nothing. You still giving him the benefit of the doubt?
See, I ain't see that, but.
Yes, you did, because I sent it to you guys. It was years ago. You probably don't remember, but I sent it. And I know you've seen it. There's no more benefit of the doubt after that. He's basically telling you at that moment. It was for nothing. He's not doing a movie.
Let's do this, because... Right, that's what I was about to say, because we do know that we have a lot of comedians that have put on wigs and wore dresses.
P. Diddy is not a comedian.
That is true. But see, that's what I'm saying. As a man, for me, even though I would never play like that, put on a wig, but putting on a wig is not the same as having homosexual sex, in my opinion. Like, I can see you drawing that correlation, but that's a whole other big step to me.
Then you just said you want to put on a wig and play Mufasa.
Right, but what I'm saying is that's still another step.
No, Mufasa. Would you put on a wig and play Rafiki?
No.
Right, but that's but what I'm saying is that's still a big step, though.
Any other man will not do that.
Right, but that's a huge step from putting on a wig to having homosexual sex. In my opinion, that's a big step. So I, as a man, I can't put
but
that
it's the
on
same
him.
Step in this, but it's, the, it's still a step in the same direction.
True, but that's a bigger step. That's like,
it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
So,
you said they going in the same. It's going in the same. It's pointing in the same direction. It's still over there in the same category. Now, if his action is somewhere else across the room on the other side, then that's different. But if you already walking and going in the same direction, it don't take much to end up there because you already walking in that same way anyway. So it's like I wouldn't be that surprised. He's already there. He's already walking in that direction. He's already that's a step toward that direction. If a grown man for no reason at all decides to put on a wig, and I just put it on. He wasn't even putting it on in a masculine manner. Like, I don't know what these women do with these things. He was very aware. He was very knowledgeable about the wig. He was rubbing it. He was making feminine gestures, swinging his head and tilting his neck. So he was trying to give you this look in the camera. So, for nothing. It wasn't Halloween. He wasn't acting for any roles. He wasn't doing a movie. He wasn't on the set. He was just at home wanting to put on a wig and show everybody. And that's just one thing. He said it was other things that was done, but that enough right there for me.
Okay. I digress. So now, this is the last thing. We're going to get to the call lines. If you're in the St. Louis area, speaking of bug breaking, the documentary Bug Breaking will be shown at Cybayet at 5:30 p.m. this Wednesday, July 28th. They're having a watch party. Again, that's at Cybayet, 4000 Maffitt Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri. And they will be watching and discussing the film by Tariq Nasheed called Bug Breaking, where he goes into the history of, you know, bug breaking, the racism in the LGBTQ community, and just how they use certain things to bug break black men. So check that out if you have time. That's July 28th at 5:30 p.m. this Wednesday at Cybayet, the New African Paradigm Study Group. So just wanted to put that out there. Yes, indeed.
All right, all right. So we'll get to the callers, right? Getting to the callers. So I don't hear no one, so I'm going to move on. Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have another comment.
You hear me?
Yes, indeed.
Hey,
we hear you. What's up? What's up, caller?
Y'all
going
to have Naja telling you what it is they can make a real man. Naja, have you ever had a real man? Have you had a black man that could build a house, a leap tall building in a single bound? No.
First off, I'm stuck somewhere between Naja and what the question was.
I said, have you ever had a black man that build a house, or a leap tall buildings with a single bound? So how are you going to recommend what it takes to make a man?
How am I going to recommend what it takes to make a man?
Yeah, and if your oldest daughter is 22, you still a spring chicken yourself.
Well, I got started late.
Well, you could think on that. But anyway, nice topic you guys got out there, Kevin. And Mustafa, I'm with you on this virus medicine, man. But let's talk about, you talk about these trans. You know that the trannies have ran all the female prostitutes out of Atlanta, somebody told me. They gone. what's in mode now is, I guess you call them cross dresses. They used to call them cross dresses. What are they called now? Transvestites?
I think the transvestites are actually the ones who have the surgery or something like that. I think I'd be getting
transsexuals. That's transsexuals.
Okay. Got you. Well, I'd be confused.
They just do the dressing, Pianki.
They dress like females.
So what's a drag queen?
Same thing.
I guess those are ones that's read in the kindergarten classes, reading stories, aren't they?
Right. Yeah, they was doing that, and then a lot of them was getting caught up that they were sexual predators, and they had to cut that out. You know, so
yeah. Well, ain't nothing you can do with it now because, you know, they always have civil rights because of who they are, they're citizens. And now what you can reject it, you don't have to accept that. And if I was you, I wouldn't let my children be taught by nobody like that, either.
Exactly.
That's something that parents don't know, is that you got the ultimate decision on what your children do. But here's the point. When we talk about parents don't want their children to be exposed with critical race theory, we ridicule them. Come on now. It's got to apply all across the board. You were talking about Elijah Muhammad and the movie that's coming out on him, and people criticize him for being with allegedly younger girls. But we okay with them accusing Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings. How do you know that wasn't consensual?
Well,
and
the reason
she
why
traveled
know,
out of the country.
She did.
She traveled
she
out.
Went to France. Yeah, she went back to France.
She tried to run away.
Right, but here's the thing. We know it's not consensual because we know Sally Hemings was a slave, and a slave cannot consent to sex. If you're a slave, you can't say no if your master want to have sex with you. So that's how we know it wasn't consensual because she
couldn't
say no.
Well, yes, you can because, how do you know these girls didn't say, how do you know it wasn't consensual with him and these girls? They didn't go tell nobody.
Where the girls at? That's all I want to know. Where they at?
Right.
They've been talking about these girls for years. Where are they?
That's still the same question. How you know he raped Sally Hemings?
Because she could not
say no. She didn't tell nobody in France.
She couldn't say no. She was his slave. She was his property. So the property, you can't say no.
But she didn't say nothing about it in France. She didn't try to get away.
Right, because if she's been coerced and mentally manipulated, it's like, what, I mean?
Where did Josephine Baker go when she wanted to perform? She went to France, didn't she?
France, too. Right, she went to France,
a lot of blacks.
But what happened?
During World War II, you had black soldiers hooking up with French women coming over to their house for dinner because they had a different attitude. So if all this was going on with her, and she's in France, which is very friendly. Well, she should have said something. But let's go on. Your girl is in trouble. Well, she's always been in trouble in St. Louis. Kim Gardner.
Oh, Kim Gardner. Right, right.
Now, I never did care for what you said, Kim Gardner, after she showed what she was about with Eric Greitner and also with McCluskey. But here you got this murderer that's been let out on the street, say for the third time, that they didn't provide no evidence or information by sending a prosecutor to the court, from what I read.
Right.
And regardless of all that, you had a black family that was angry because the law says when there are some varying circumstances in the case, the victims' family is supposed to be notified. And this family, this mother, is saying she was never notified. The proper perspective.
Right.
That's what I call
right.
derelict of duty.
Yeah, she's accused of dereliction of duty. Kim Gardner.
She needs to resign. She needs to resign.
Right. Well, I'm not too familiar with all the particulars of the case, but I do know that a lot of, you know, the right wing and white folks, they've had a problem with Kim Gardner since she was elected. So I don't know if that's part of the, you know, them trying to come down on her because of this, but I do know that they had an issue for her, and they've been trying to get her to resign or fired for the longest.
You look at the squad and other members, black members, females that came down here and I stand with Kim, where are they at now?
Right,
Think about
it. Working.
And you look at one of the squad, Kim Fox up there in Chicago, Jesse Smollett, and what's up with him? With those false charges that he put out, had the police running around expending all kinds of sort of valuable money and time looking for something that never exists based on some false police report. He should have been put in jail.
Right. Well, here's the thing. What I do know, and this is, you know, out of Kim Gardner's mouth, she had, you know, a reform agenda where she was actually trying to help you know, people in the community, brothers who have been locked up, may have done some crimes. You know, out of her own mouth, I believe from what she said, you know, she was trying to reform the prosecutor's office. And she had a reform agenda, and she called the people out who was trying to block their particular agenda.
Know what? I'm glad you mentioned it, Kevin. I really am glad you mentioned it. I just about forget about that because she wanted to reform things. I listened to another attorney who was trying to cover up for her today. I ain't going to say he was trying to cover up, but he was throwing some things out that I paid particular attention to, especially when he said that this is not unusual. This is not unusual in murder. What? If it's not unusual, based on the law, for the victim's family to be notified of any changes in the application of charging a murder victim, if it's unusual, well, what is she reforming? I mean, that's one thing. She says she was reforming,
right.
And then this person that come up and wanted throw some kudos that, well, you know, this is what goes on. Well, if this is what goes on, if this is not unusual, then what is it that she's supposed to perform in?
Well, you know, with the criminal justice system reform, where you just don't want to throw the book at every black male that comes before you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's up to the judge. That was the third time he appeared in court. And the judge had to say, well, you dismissed it.
I'm not talking about that particular case. I'm just talking about overall as far as reforming and not just throwing black men in jail and giving them the maximum sentence just because. In my opinion, I think a lot of this stems from they still – have a bug in their butt from the Greitner case because they took an L when she came after Greitner.
Oh, wait a minute.
And
you
I think they still feel some type of way about that.
Where is the picture that Greitner's supposed to have taken of this naked woman? Where are those pictures? You ever see those ever show up?
Legally, I don't think they could show up.
Well, Democrats put her out there in hot water. Go on, real quick. All right. Next thing, real quick. People talk about black kids need to know their history and that. No, I say this. Black kids, and I ain't saying it. Of course, this is up to the parents. I don't believe in making parents make the kid. This is the parent. But I would say they need to know science, biology, chemistry. They need to know electricity, electronics. magnetism, about gravity, especially biology. Because you can't say that if you had more Americans that was more in the understanding of the human body and its immune system and viruses, well, you're seeing played now, what you guys have complained about earlier on in the conversation, and admitted what's going on. Something is going on, and I agree. Well, when you got a dumb populace, a dummy-down populace, it ain't white folks doing this neither, because you control your school district. You got control of Normandy. It was Normandy board that chose to hire a superintendent that wasn't even certified as a superintendent. Ain't no white folks telling them to do that. They done that on their own. Same thing with the curriculum. The state statutes say you can have whatever curriculum you want. The State Board of Education and the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education cannot mandate to you what you how you teach your kids. They say you got to have a minimum. A minimum is like jumping double dutch. Naja can do that very well. I can't jump no double dutch. So...
Nigel, hilarious.
All right.
But
yes, that's where
indeed,
I am
darling,
on this.
Is it? Yes, indeed. We appreciate you. I ain't going to even push back. I'm going to let you have the last word.
No, Mustafa, get that. You already got that immune, that religious declaration on your objection to shock. That was a good thing. Matter of fact, I told some other people about that. And that's the first time it's been used because people used to travel out the country, especially Africa. They were supposed to fill out that yellow card and put it in their passport, indicating that they had been inoculated for yellow fever.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I see you later.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you,
brother. Right
thank
on,
you.
Brother Peace, please.
Roger, hold on. Can you tell the callers the proper way to pronounce your name real fast?
Yeah, real quick.
It's Rigel with an R.
With the R. There you go, with the R.
Okay, so area code 647204. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
I actually do. I want to say it was great. It's a great topic tonight. I mean, great discussion tonight. Wanted to talk about a lot of the what was said concerning this whole thing. Actually, two things that you guys brought up. One was the whole vaccine thing, and the other one was the the disturbing video by this that one. Music artist. I haven't seen the videos. Full disclosure, I haven't seen the videos, either one of them. But I think it's so disturbing that it's demoralizing, I think, when these things keep happening. But there is a silver lining to these things. People talk about the age of awakening and the great falling away and being able to see who's who.
Right.
I don't know about whether we're in that age or not, but I know that these things can be used to determine who's who. So
when you
see people talking about you got to get the vaccine, you got to get well, it doesn't stop you from getting the virus. Well, you got to get it anyway. Well, it doesn't stop you from spreading the virus. Well, you got to get it anyway. When you start seeing people championing and then trying to shame people into doing this, now you start to know who's down and who's not. You start to figure out who's who. And I think we're going to be very surprised. We're going to be very surprised at who we find out is not really on our side, because it's going to be people who we thought were always down, right? Just like the brother said, about R. Kelly, he was like, well, I guess maybe I didn't want to, about P. Diddy. I guess I just didn't want to see it. And I think a lot of us are going to be going through that now. There are going to be people that we like, thought were, and it's going to be revealed that they're not who we think they are.
Right.
And on one hand,
it's going
to be a little disturbing for us, but we have to look at the bright side. The silver lining is now we get to know who's who, right?
Excellent point.
We get to know who's
who. Yes, indeed.
And And we ought to be kind of thankful for that, even though it's kind of, you know, it can kind of mess with you, because some of those people may be people that we really like. Some of those people might be people we really love that's close to us. But we're going to start to see who's who. When you start to talk about who's in this video and this little not, there's going to be people that you never thought would say it are going to say, oh, that's okay. That's not bad. That's, you know, so what?
Right.
You know, they have a little video. Now you're starting to find out who's who. You're starting to separate the wheat from the chaff, right?
Yes, indeed.
So that's the way I think that we can look at it. It's kind of a positive, even though it may be hard for us to go through. But we have to start looking at, okay, this person, these people are on that side of the situation, and I'm over on this side. And there's going to be some people I thought were on this side of the situation with me that's really not. I got to mentally start put them on the other side, because now you can't trust them.
My
brother said, you know, I'm just going to say we're in a conflict. I'm not going to use the W word because I tricked, you know. But I in a conflict, you can't have dual loyalty. A lot of
that's
times.
Right.
You got to pick a side.
Right.
So everybody's going to now start picking a side, because staying on the fence is no longer an option. It's going to be less and less of an option. There's no way you're going to be able to ride the fence and fool people anymore. You're going to have to pick a side. And once you pick a side, it's going to be revealed, this is who you are. You know, just like if it was me, and let's say I knew you guys, and we were all close, and I called in, and we all talked this stuff, and then I called in and said, well, you know, I mean, come on, guys. I mean, this video, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's not going to hurt anything. Now you guys know that I've just revealed myself.
Right.
And you have to make a decision about, in your mind, about who I am and where I am in this struggle. So I think that's a positive kind of a way to sort of look at it, is that at least now you will know, and that there won't be much guesswork. You won't be as deceived as you used to be.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. That's an excellent point, caller. We appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, thank you,
bro. That's a good point. Yes, indeed. Thank you. No problem, man.
I just wanted to get...
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with that. Yeah, and then you know, you may be in denial with some things, but, yeah, things are going to be revealed. Sides are going to be chosen. The line in the middle is going to get wider and wider. And like the brother said, you can no longer be on a fence on, you know, these different issues and topics that come up in society, which is a good thing. So, yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah, we can hit the call lines, family. If you're just joining us, just collect your minds. We have had a stimulating conversation. We coming down. We are within the last half hour of the show. So hit us up, 929-477-1697.
Okay. Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or comment?
Well, yeah, I wanted to comment when y'all was talking about the coronavirus and them going door to door to try to get make people take it.
Right.
Have y'all ever sat back and really thought about that? Because if they did that, now they know who's taking the vaccine and who's not. So if they knock on your door and you take the vaccine, they put you on the good list. You refuse, they put you on the further list.
Right.
So, and then they'd be like, well, these are the people right here we're refusing to take. These are the people we got to get rid of. But, and.
Yeah. It could get that deep. It could get that deep.
And I still don't get it, why they're still pushing the shot when they're still saying people are still getting it. But they're downplaying it. The people who got shot, they got COVID. But it wasn't as serious as what it would have been if they hadn't got the shot. Now.
Right.
But yet they still die. And then they still die.
Right.
But.
Right.
But But yeah, other
then
than
they
that,
say that's just a small portion of. Then they'll say to that caller that that's just a small number of people.
Yeah, I was just going to ask a question, Jim. Have you guys ever just slowed down in life just to watch a snapping turtle cross the road and slide down into the smoke?
Yes.
Yes, I
have.
Okay. Yeah. It's nice and relaxing when you can empty your mind and just watch the nature do its own thing. But
that's right, exactly.
But you know, I advocate for being out camping, out doing things. So,
right.
But
right.
And I do feel like more black people need to experience the outdoor setting, the woods. Camping.
Right.
Because it's not as bad as y'all think. So,
no, I'm with you.
Y'all.
I'm with you.
Right.
We trying to get y'all up there to, what is it, Wakanda? Just north of St. Louis?
Well, Wakanda. North of St. Louis.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know about that one, Kenzie.
Friends, we got a list. We're trying to hit as many state parks as we can.
All right.
This year and next year.
Cool.
So,
no, I agree. I agree.
I did take them up on the offer to go camping, and Roger and Brother Kev, y'all can let them know too if y'all want to go. So they challenged me to get out there more into wilderness. Of course, I love nature as well. Now, I haven't been camping before, but I do like to go and sit by the river. And, I watch the sky a lot. But as far as actually camping, no, I haven't done it. So they challenged me to do it, so I'm going to go ahead and do it.
That's
what's
up, my brother. That's what's up.
Y'all need to pay attention more to these us country boys. We'll teach you how to survive.
Yes, indeed. I'm not against that. Yeah, right on, Kyle. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Appreciate it. But no, that is definitely what's up. And I'm kind of like you, Brother Mufasa. Like, I love the wilderness and nature. I haven't done camping, but, I've done hiking. I go to state parks. I like to get by the water. I like to just relax and chill. And I believe a lot of black people, because we so concentrated in the urban areas, the concrete jungle, we do need to get out into nature more, because that's where, we go back to our grandparents and great-grandparents, that's where they was at, what I'm saying? So, I'm with that, what I'm saying? I do need to learn. I do actually need to go camping. But I'm all about nature. I'm all about relaxing. I'm all about getting away from the TV, the news, because people who sit and just watch the news on a daily basis and just work, pay bills, just on the mundane day-to-day track, they really don't have time to slow down, just process things. They may have kids, this going on, that going on, but when you get out in nature, you actually get to chill, relax, just enjoy the sounds. You're not focused on the news and how many cases came up today, how many people died today, who got shot today, where was the car accident today. Like, all these things take a toll on you. So if you have the opportunity to go out by the river, to go out by the lake, do some fishing, just chill, that can help your spirit a lot. What I'm saying? So, yeah, that's real, Carla.
Hey, real. You reminded me of something else. And Brother Kev, you can answer this after we get to call line or do it before, the way y'all want to do it. But I meant to ask you, I sent an article about a week ago about a young baby that got shot in the head in Chicago. And I just wanted to get y'all feelings again on the situation of Chicago. I don't know how much y'all been studying it, but Chicago is not getting any better. Like, people are dying there. The murder rate is out of control. I wanted to get y'all thoughts on what's happening in Chicago. And like I said, you can answer now, or you can wait, you get finished getting the callers in, however y'all want to do it.
Right.
Right. Well, I'll just go in real quick. You know, my thing is, I think a lot of that stuff is orchestrated. I think it's by design. You know, like I say, a lot of stuff is by design. We know what happens in communities with low opportunities. A lot of these things are, you know, crimes of poverty, right? It's because people are hungry. People don't have, and they do things that are detrimental to themselves and to the neighborhood. And we know how this goes because in Chicago, again, it's only a certain few neighborhoods that are getting the brunt of the violence. Because when you go to Chicago, and I've been plenty of times, downtown, you know, in these nice neighborhoods, there are police everywhere. You know what I'm saying? There's police everywhere. So it's not the entire city. The crime is sectioned off in a few blocks, you know, and they keep it concentrated right there, which is how they like it, you know, because that keeps the narrative going. Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. And in my opinion, like I say, I think it's all orchestrated. Yeah, we have to do better, but when the people in the neighborhood want to do better, they have to go up against the system because the system wants more killings, in my opinion. The system wants criminals and to lock people up. You know what I'm saying? So they just want to keep it going, and as long as it's concentrated in those certain areas, it's not a problem, even though they make it seem like, oh, we have to do something about this crime, but in my opinion, I don't think they really care. They cool with it as long as it's right there within the neighborhoods and it doesn't spill off into the burbs. Everything is cool. But I haven't been keeping up with it. I know Chicago has had its issues. They've had, you know, crime issues since, you know, the early 1900s. You know what I'm saying? So I think as far as black people, we just have to get on code and have to start monitoring our households and monitoring the people that's within our circle. You know, that's the only thing that's going to help, that if we start to get knowledge of self and start to get confidence in ourselves and know where we come from and know what we can do and start teaching our babies, you know, then we'll start to see a change. When we recognize the traps that these people set, the traps that are set, the guns that are available, the drugs that are available, the enticement of money and material things. When we see through all that, then we can see some changes. You know what I'm saying? But until then, you know, people are going to fall for the traps that they set, you know. And it's unfortunate. And it's unfortunate that babies and innocent bystanders got to be the victims behind it. But, yeah, go ahead, my brother.
I'm going to say this. I'm surprised that it's still youth there left, because all these killers that we see that come out of Chicago, I'm like, well, I'm surprised they still got a population left. Because these they had these bloody weekends where it's 50 and 60 people getting gunned down in the weekend. It's unheard of. And, you know, my next comment is going to really be harsh. It's going to be very, a caring sentiment that I'm about to say here, but I'm just throwing it out there. We can say for shock value, shock and all. Could it possibly be time to just count our losses, section off Chicago, and just obliterate it? Because it's like it's just infested. It's infested. Maybe it's time to just go ahead and just eradicate it. And just get rid of it and just stop all the killing at once. Instead of killing going on every weekend, we're just going to go ahead with one swoop, just throw a roach bomb down, destroy the place, rebuild, move on.
No,
that's not
I'm just saying, like,
no.
I'm just saying, like, this, you see the videos. Videos of the young Dirks and all the rappers who just glorify the violence in Chicago. They love it. They're shooting on their ops. You know, they love it. They just can't get enough of it. It's like they live. They live for the beef. They live for the gunplay. They live for the drama. And you got organizations like the Nation of Islam that got a main headquarters, a main mosque right in Chicago.
So you going to bomb
right.
them as well?
Youth. With these youth. Dang. These youth.
You going to bomb them? You going to bomb the Nation of Islam as well?
The righteous got 24 hours to get out the city. After that, if you stay, you die.
If he dies, he dies. Nah, brother. Nah, man. I'm definitely not with that.
They wouldn't work anyway.
No.
They wouldn't work anyway.
Yeah, that
would you know, it was designed. It would just be duplicated somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, but you get rid of a lot of roaches. You get rid of a lot of roaches. You get rid of a lot of roaches.
And the roaches go multiply because you're not attacking the system. You're not blocking off where the roaches are coming from. What's creating the roaches? Because we talked about this. We know that the nigga is a creation. The nigga is the newest creation on the planet.
But if you got a roach nest in one location, you know, and that seems to be a roach nest. You just bomb that one nest, of course, yeah, it's still going to be. That don't get rid of the problem of roaches worldwide. It seems to be these roaches are centered in this one particular spot more heavily than the rest of the country. So I'm like, you can take out one big nest, you know, to help out with the situation. You're not going to get rid of all roaches, but there's something about that city, y'all, that just is infested, is crime-riddled, and I don't see no turnaround, especially when I see the youth that's in love with murder. They in love with murder. And anybody can get it, children, babies, you know, women, old to elderly, anybody can get it, and they're proud of it. Man, I don't know how to deal with that type of behavior anymore. Like, they glorify, they are in love with the murder.
Right.
Wow.
That's it. Well,
some of the Chicago rappers. Look into, and it's, like I say, to me, it's more so than other places. It's other places, but, man, Chicago just got a dark cloud over it.
I've heard people say that about St. Louis too.
Chicago took it over. Gotta look at the youth. Look at the youth. Look at the youth who come out of that city. I can see y'all just some of their videos, some of their conversations they have. They just sad, y'all.
Yeah, we're gonna discuss this next week, and I'm gonna bring up the. We're gonna discuss this next week, y'all.
Yeah,
we
want to thank everybody for tuning in with us and checking us out today. Tune in with us next Sunday and each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You name it. Peace.
The brothers. Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.